Hey, Insomniacs. This is Heather Einhorn, co-creator of See You in Your Nightmares. To fully immerse yourself in the nightmare experience, headphones are recommended. Stay tuned for the next episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsor. Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present See You in Your Nightmares in 3D. Headphones recommended.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Sleepyhead.
What?
Harper, it's Finn. I picked you up from your parents earlier, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Where am I?
We're on the ferry. Maybe 15 minutes away from the Lutwidge Wellness Center. Harper, you okay?
I'm fine. It was just the dream again.
Ah, the same one?
Yeah. Do you have a Tylenol or something?
Yeah, in the glove box. Here you go, to wash it down.
How long was I out?
20, 30 minutes?
I can't remember the last time I napped.
Ah, it's a good omen. The treatment's working before we even started. See, I knew you were meant to join our program. Just a couple minutes up the road here. Exciting, isn't it?
What?
Sorry, you don't need to be excited. I mean, there's time, and this is about you. But how about hopeful?
Sure. Hopeful.
So, what are you hoping to gain from our dream program?
They found her floating face down in the Hudson a year ago.
Oh. I'm sorry. Do you want to...
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You know, we've deeply considered your case, your treatment history, before accepting you as a client.
Okay, yeah, I figured. I mean, my mom said the waitlist for Dr. Carter is like a mile long.
Well, she insists on handling each case personally. With my help, of course. But, you'll see when you get there. What we can do with Blossom is miraculous, and we are just a few pieces away from bringing it to hundreds, if not thousands of people.
Was there something special about my case that will help Dr. Carter study? I hope I can help. I can't believe you picked me.
Don't worry about that. We are the ones making a promise to you to make your life whole again. We are here for you.
That's kind of really nice to hear. Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Oh, God. Call me Finn.
Okay. Thank you, Finn.
You're welcome, Harper. This summer is going to change your life. Look, top of the hill. And that's all our grounds, all the way down to the water's edge there. It's perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Never forget.
Forget what?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. Wow.
Right? Take a seat and we'll get you all set up. Are you right or left-handed?
Left.
Okay, hold out your right wrist. All right, Blossom Band is secured. Is that comfortable?
Yeah, there's no latch or anything.
Ah, don't worry, it's waterproof. Yeah, we'll remove it once you finish your treatment.
So I just wear this all the time and I'm good? I'll get better?
Well, along with my counseling and Dr. Carter's one-on-one attention. See, Blossom tracks your vitals, brainwaves, and activities around the clock so we can study your brain function across the various phases of consciousness.
Wow, like a Fitbit.
Yeah, don't let the doctor hear you say that. It helps us cater our practice to your needs. Does that feel all right?
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Great. Now, let's introduce you. Blossom, activate band 7V2.
Greetings, Finn. Band 7V2 is now active. Vital signs normal. Pulse rate 82 beats per minute. Please assign subject.
Subject name is Hart, Harper, female, 17 years old.
Harper Hart, do you consent to 24-hour system monitoring and data processing to begin immediately upon registration and terminating at the conclusion of your residency?
Yes.
Should client Harper Hart violate any of the clause stipulations within the non-disclosure agreement, do you consent to terminating the contract, with all rights defaulting to Dr. Faith Carter, BCETS, CCH, LMSW, NCP?
I don't know what those stand for.
It's listing her certifications, no worries.
Would you like me to read the full 32-page terms of—
No, I agree. Confirmed.
Please sing the solfege scale.
The—
Do, re, mi, you know.
This is embarrassing. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Computing vocal signature. Registration complete. Welcome to the Lutwidge Wellness Center, Harper. We hope your time here is restful.
Thank you, Blossom.
You're welcome.
I'm really glad you're here, Harper.
Finn!
Oh, Jesus, Alfie! You almost gave me a heart attack.
Good for you, man. Now, what about getting some real snacks in the slot machine? You said you'd take care of it when you got back.
There are slot machines?
Oh, sorry. Vending machine.
Harper, this is Alfie. Alfie, this is Harper, our newest resident.
Greetings, Harper. You're in luck. I got welcoming committee on the chore wheel today.
So there is no chore wheel.
Whatever you say, boss.
I'm not his boss.
So he says. Well, no time like the present. This way, new gal. Oh, safe.
Sorry?
Finn gives the most mind-numbing tour. They should just record it and play it over the speakers at night. They'd fix all our sleep problems immediately. She can't crack a smile. Thank goodness, man. You need laughs in this place, and I'm happy to oblige. In fact, you can thank me with dessert tomorrow for the jokes and the amazing tour I'm going to give you.
You got yourself a deal, Alfie.
So, You've seen the entrance and the sunroom views and the grounds. Okay, so past the hedge, you see the boardwalk by the water.
Yeah.
It's my favorite spot. We'll go later. We can swim in the shallows without Blossom snitching on us with that whole off-grounds alarm. So if you head down the hall over there, right, you see the white shiny doors? That's all our rooms.
Okay.
This is the common area, right? Okay, you got your slot machines, gaming and learning desktops. Oh, don't think about email or social medias, yeah? The doc series with the parental controls, you know what I mean? Oh, this max security looking space door right here leads to Area 51.
Are you saying that's where Dr. Carter runs her study?
Experiments.
You make it sound so mysterious.
I mean, it's a lab in a basement. Like, who knows what could be hiding beyond the walls? No, I wish it was that cool. Honestly, it's quite pretty. I think she bought all her deco off Goop. Sorry, you can't post on IG for the stands. You know what I mean?
That's okay. I just lurk.
Even then, they can still track you.
Who would want to track me?
The Rothschilds, the New World Order. Everyone talks about Bill Gates, but I'm really more worried about the Waltons. Don't worry, right? I'll have Esme sort you out. She's a proper techie. I'll make you a list of every T&C you should never have signed, yeah? Anyway, down there is Dr. Carter's office and the Blossom Room.
I thought this thing was Blossom.
Yes, Harper. How may I help?
Nothing, Blossom. We're fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alfie.
So, the Blossom Room, right, is the whole point of this entire place, yeah? That's where Dr. Carter plugs your brain into the mainframe, like Matrix style, so you can be like Neo in your own nightmares.
Okay.
Okay, so, moving right along. The vending machines work with the Blossom Band. All you do is just wave your arm at that sensor. Ah, here comes our pep squad captain. Julia, oi! Meet Harper, just arrived. Oh, we can finally play doubles in beach volleyball.
Why are you here?
Rude.
Hi, I'm Harper.
Why are you here?
My parents, Finn, drove me.
Chill, sis. I was just joking about.
Oh, shut up. Hey,
move.
That's my stuff. You need to go.
Are you taking the piss?
Move. Hey, get up.
Blossom, call Finn.
Mr. Warren, you're needed in the common area.
Enough, Julia,
Mr.
man.
Warren. Please come to the common area.
Get out of my face. Just looking at you gets on my nerves. Is she always like that?
No. Honestly, that was extra, even for Julia. You all right?
What? Yeah, I think I'm okay. Our rooms are over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go unpack.
Right, of course.
Hey, Insomniacs. Want to dive deeper into the nightmare? Follow us at Harper Nightmare for more terrifying details. More See You in Your Nightmares is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, Insomniacs. Welcome back. Want to find out what's really behind the nightmare? Head to seeyouinyournightmares.com to uncover more mind-bending details.
Harper, Dr. Carter would like to greet you. May I grant her entry?
Oh, yes, Blossom.
Harper Hart. I'm Dr. Carter. Welcome to the Lutwyche Center.
Yeah, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise. How are you finding things so far?
It's pretty here, but I also feel like it's very surreal.
Interesting. Well, enrolling into such an immersive treatment program is bound to come with a bit of derealization.
It's just harder than I thought to just...
Are you having second thoughts?
I want to be here, but it's been a while since I've met new people. I feel like everyone can tell I'm...
You feel broken.
Yes, exactly.
Your parents said you barely left your room for the past year. Isolated and insomniac, and then all this? You already took the first step when you enrolled here. We're here to assemble all the pieces of who Harper Hart is meant to be.
But what if I can't be fixed?
You let me worry about that. May I see your hand?
Oh, yeah.
Not that one. The one you scraped during your altercation earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry, she...
This may sting a little.
Thank you.
Of course. Ms. Takeuchi is reflecting on her actions. I hope she apologizes.
The angsty one?
Yes. Julia Takeuchi, a deeply troubled mind. Something wrong, Miss Hart?
No. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Blossom, my band just...
Yes, Harper.
I heard someone I know... No. Present tense. At least for me.
Does she haunt you?
You're kinda different than what I expected. This whole place is...
Yes, I'm sure. Well, you're exactly as I'd expected. If I may ask, have you always found it difficult to trust and open yourself up to others?
I didn't really need others. I always had my sister. Looking at Callie made me feel more real than my own reflection. Not just because we were identical. She just... I never had to explain myself. She always knew exactly what I was thinking. I never questioned why I existed. We just did. But now...
She reflected your truth back to you. Your sister served as your true mirror, in a sense.
Yes, exactly. That's... Wow. My true mirror. Thank you. It's nice thinking of her that way. I didn't know I needed that.
Well, you'll find your new mirror here, Harper. I promise you that. We all need our tokens. I hope Blossom becomes one of yours. You should rest. Group counseling will be in the sunroom after dinner. Your first rotation is right after that.
Yeah. Thank you. Really.
Of course.
Starts that way every time. Numb tingles creep up my arms. I hate it, man. I can't stop fearing I'll be stuck like that forever. I've frozen in the bed with these shadows and whispers. Worst part is, I try screaming and it's like my body rejects me. Ain't able to move above the wrist yet, but flexing fingers is a start, so...
Alfie, that's amazing progress.
Hold for applause, fam.
Did Dr. Carter give you a goal for the next session?
Yeah, my whole hand. Big man tings, isn't it? The lady of the hour, Harper Hart!
Hi!
Hi. Sorry, I'm late.
And why do you think you have to apologize?
And let the therapizing begin.
Very funny, Mr. Abilie.
Bruv, Abilie. Only been 2 weeks.
Thank you for being patient and correcting me, Mr. Abilie.
Nailed it. Let's not do this again, Mr. Warren.
Alfie, move over so Harper can sit next to me.
Sure. Harper, sit between us.
Thanks.
Hi, Harper. I saw you pull up during my son's salutations. Was that a Kenneth Cole suitcase?
I don't know. My mom gave it to me.
So cute. I love rose gold. I wish Away had cute colors. I'm Esme, by the way.
Oh, hi, Esme. Sorry, yeah, I saw you doing yoga when I was getting my Blossom band.
Yes, Harper.
Blossom, she
yes,
didn't
Esme.
Mean... Then you really should adjust her VOR system.
I'll let Dr. Carter know, Esme, thanks.
I could help. It's like basic code.
Maybe once your recovery's over.
So soon, then? Dr. Carter's dope, right? No cap, we're part of history in the making, Harper. Like, this study is high-key revolutionary. And this place is perfect. Like, sunsets out here hit different. Total affirmation aesthetics.
This place feels... Sorry, I don't know.
You really do apologize too much. That's conditioning, you know? Like, we're trained to be subservient
Ez,
to...
good point, yeah, but can we be social justice warriors tomorrow? She's knackered. Look, her eyes glazing over, innit?
I already took two naps today.
You look great. I totally couldn't tell that was Bedhead.
Yeah. Thanks. I just wanted to say that it's easy to fall asleep here. It's calming. Maybe it's the waves or the wind or...
Right? Also, yes, imagery.
But it feels familiar. It's weird.
I'm glad you're comfortable here, Harper. Are you ready to start?
Wait, we're starting? What about Chris? Isn't he coming?
Broke out your best athleisure for a lush joking residence, yes? Huh?
No, it's leg day. Yoga pants are a necessity.
He had a rough time in his blossom rotation. He went to bed early.
But he slept, like, all day.
Anyway, Julia's in self-reflection, so it's just the four of us. We're starting with our 4-7-8s. Now, Harper, that means inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8 seconds. Okay? Okay, everybody, close your eyes. Let your minds relax and focus on expanding your breath throughout your body. Every time you hold for 7 seconds, a song will play from your wrists. Blossom, play Lucid Tone. When you hear that, use your inner voice to identify yourself. Do that however you like. I am blank, my name is blank, etc. I'm in a dream or I'm asleep. And repeat every time you hear the song. Soon your subconscious will make a pattern of it and you'll naturally begin to wake up inside of your dreams. Okay, we'll breathe slow and easy. Treat your lungs like a balloon. And you control the airflow. If it helps, place your hand on your belly. Okay, now, inhale on 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
My name is Harper Hart. I'm 17 years old. I'm at the Lutwidge Wellness Center. I'm not going crazy. I'm not going crazy anymore.
We locked the lab door because, as you can see, these stairs are pretty steep. Bit of a hazard.
Wow. I knew Alfie was joking about the lair, but I'm really glad it's not what I expected.
What did you expect our basement to look like?
Like a subway tunnel, but it looks more like the MoMA.
Well, I think rotations are scary enough. No need for creepy basements. All right, just down the hall.
Down this way?
Yep. Allow me. And here we are.
So this is the Blossom Room.
The one and only. Sit here. And we'll just lower you back. Now, sensors and everything are built into this helmet. It'll feel a little awkward at first, but it's lightweight, so you'll probably forget about it in a couple of minutes, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
What's with the straps?
Oh, just for patients with restless leg syndrome or a history of sleepwalking. Dr. Carter and I will both be monitoring things from her office just on the other side of that wall. We'll be on the intercom if you need us.
Okay.
Don't worry. Use the 4-7-8s and relax. We're right here, Harper. Anything feels wrong, just say so and we'll hear you, okay? You are not alone, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me, Miss Hart?
Yes, Dr. Carter.
You're grounding yourself perfectly, Harper. Beta waves registering smoothly. Blossom, begin sequence.
Sequence initiating. Subject Hart, session 45. Subject Hart, Harper. Session 1, active.
Dr. Carter, maybe Finn could sit in the room? I'd feel safer if I wasn't alone. Is the intercom on? Hello? Doctor? I don't want you to think I'm not, like, right for the program. I want to be a good patient. It's just been a really long day. I just need... Can you please turn the lights on? Hello? Mom? Dad? Callie? Is that you?
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present See You in Your Nightmares in 3D. Created and executive produced by Heather Einhorn and Adam Staffaroni. Executive produced by iHeartRadio. Head writer, Ren Dara Santiago. Writers, Lynn Bixenspan, Kayla Brooks, Morgan Pielli, and Adam Staffaroni. Directed by Jordana Williams, with performances by Rachel Ormland as Harper, Obi Obili as Alfie, Phil Buckman as Finn, Amber Lee Connors as Callie, Giselle Fernandez as Esme, Judy Alice Lee as Julia, Robert Lang as the Smiling Man and Kai, Marwan Salama as Chris, with Stephanie Willing as Blossom, and Carrie Tombazian as Dr. Faith Carter and The Woman. Additional voices, Gail Artino, Maxwell Siegel, and Shannon Perdue. Post sound and music by Chapter 4. Sound supervision and sound design by Sarah Gibble-Laska. Music by Kareem Duady. Produced by Arup Sanakaila. Development executive, Greg Lockhart. Development writer, Genevieve Valentine. Production manager, Gail Artino. Production coordinator and script supervisor, Laura Martin. Operations, Laura Kaufman. Marketing and publicity, Jesse Post. Digital marketing by Jennifer Gennaro. Creative direction and design by Ryan McCann. Key art and promotional art illustrated by Yejin Park. Special thank you to the Shadow Unicorn.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present See You in Your Nightmares in 3D.